the Mamas on Magic.
Good morning. I'm Gwen.
And I'm Shannon.
And this week we're talking about food because of the mother of all food holidays is next week. But what if you're hosting Thanksgiving dinner and you're not a great cook, or maybe it's your first time to do it? So today we're going to do a little Thanksgiving 101, how to host a holiday meal even when you're really afraid you'll screw it up.
Oh, I don't typically host Thanksgiving dinner at my house because we travel to my parents that week, but I know you've had to do it before, right? Even though cooking isn't exactly your thing.
Oh, it is not. Anything beyond Kraft mac and cheese really does test my abilities. So you can imagine how nervous I was when my husband volunteered us to host his family for Thanksgiving a few years ago. And did I mention he has 7 brothers and sisters? But the truth is that even inexperienced cooks like me can rise to the occasion when we need to.
I think one of the best things you can do is ask for advice from women who have experience hosting big holiday meals. Don't try to figure it out all on your own.
That's right. I asked my aunt for advice, and she gave me a timeline for when to do things, great recipes to use, what things I should cook in advance, and tips on how to time the food so that it all got done at the same time. She absolutely got me through that week, and the food was great, and nobody got food poisoning, which was a bonus.
Woo-hoo! Well, if this is your first time to host Thanksgiving dinner, don't freak out. You can do this, and check out the list of tips we're putting up on our website, which is nwamotherlode.com.
Where moms click.